The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? This is your host, David Williams, along with the self-proclaimed...
There you go. The self-proclaimed best co-host ever, Sam Brewski, and this is Hoop Ball Grizz.
Welcome to the show, guys. We're going to start off today a little bit different. We're going to hit you with a JV fun fact of the day.
Oh, man.
Right off the bat. I'm putting Sam to work early.
Better look out. Well, it's going to be an update from one that we've done. We talked about the Sabonis giving him an award. Well, this one, instead of it just him giving it to him one time, he's actually won this Lithuanian Player of the Year four times. In 2011, 2012, 14, and 17.
JV, number one Lithuanian player, four times.
Four times.
All right. Good stuff. That is your JV fun fact of the day.
Boom to the pow.
This is the weekly preview show, guys. We're going to talk to you about the games that we have upcoming this week. It's only a three-game slate. It kind of depends on how you look at the week.
That's
but still, three. I still call it three because you got Suns today, and then who is it?
T-Wolves.
T-Wolves Tuesday,
and Spurs.
And then the Spurs on Friday, and then they play again next Sunday, but we will cover that one on the weekly preview for next week. We're not going to get into that one. We won't even mention that team name.
Woo to the who.
First up, Grizzlies versus the Suns. The season series is tied at this point. It's 1-1. They have actually split the series. And each team has won at the other place. Grizzlies won in Phoenix. Phoenix won in Memphis. Man, what do you think about Phoenix, Sam? Do you think that they are kind of playing about where they should be? Or do you think that they are overachieving?
I think they're overachieving. No, I wouldn't say they're overachieving. What is their record this year?
They're only a half game better than the Grizzlies. They're like 14-20, and the Grizzlies are 14.
I thought they were better than that. They should be better than that because, well, you see, they're not better than that. Anyway, doesn't matter. They should be better than that because they have DeAndre Ayton, but he was suspended for like, 57 million years. So, they lost some of those. Of course, Aaron Baines stepped up too for them, but
Baines has been playing well. And they, the other night Baines started alongside Ayton. They started Ayton at the four and Baines at the five, which in my opinion,
oh man, that's a big lineup.
It is a big lineup, but that's their best lineup.
That is a that's
Phoenix
a good one.
Is they're better with because Aaron Baines on the floor.
They've got Rubio,
Devin Booker,
then Kelly Oubre, and then Ayton, and then Ayton. Baines. Ooh, that is bad. Ooh, I wouldn't want to play that.
That's their best lineup.
That's nasty.
That's you got Kaminsky coming off the bench. Ooh. But I butchered the records there. The Grizzlies are 14-22. The Suns are 14-21. Yeah. So a half game. I was right in the half game, but I just had the numbers a little backwards there. But here's the thing. We talked about being invested in this young team. Right now, the Grizzlies, if they beat the Suns tonight, can be in a tie for the eighth seed in the Western Conference, man.
If Portland loses, right?
If Portland's playing Miami, and Miami had, the last time I looked, Miami had a decent lead. It was early in the game. But if Portland loses and the Grizzlies beat the Suns tonight, they can be tied for eighth place.
I'm going to make a shout-out to Bam Adebayo. You better wreck them fools. You're the man, number 13.
Let's go.
We're the man.
Rooting for Miami against Portland tonight.
Jimmy freaking buckets.
Grizzlies making the playoffs. Eight seed. Let's go.
Let's go.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting. This matchup, it was both games were pretty good. Nobody really. I think the Suns won the first one by like 9, and then the Grizzlies won by 10 or something in the second. So it was, kind of a flip flop of the script. The Grizzlies are definitely capable of beating these guys. Ja's best poster so far this year happened on Aaron Baines.
I don't know how Aaron Baines is still playing. Ja killed that man.
And it was so, like, Jai done the too short thing after too small after he dunked on Aaron Baines, and I'm like, that's a 7-footer, but if he's too small, I don't know. Better call Sean Bradley.
That's what I was about to get. Sean Bradley, Yao Ming, or Bojan Marjanovic for the Mavericks. Yeah. That's who I get. Yeah. He's pause for a second. If you guys have never seen that man, y'all need to go to whatever team he's playing on. I know he's on the Mavericks, but if you go see him next year, he'll probably be somewhere else. But go see that man. He's absolutely huge. His shoes are the size of my car outside. They're absolutely massive. They're size like 57s. They're huge. You could sit in those things.
Yeah. It's like you just put some wheels on it, you can drive his shoes.
That's no kidding.
Yeah. It's a
it's a tank.
I still remember the first time that I went to an NBA game. Sam, do you remember your first NBA game?
I do.
Who was it?
It was the Washington Wizards and the Memphis Grizzlies.
Where at?
At FedEx Forum.
Okay, so your first game was at the Forum.
Yeah.
See, my first game...
I sat courtside.
Memphis was... They had just moved into Memphis. They were, you know, they had been Vancouver. They moved down there. My first game was at the Pyramid.
Yeah, that'd been cool.
And we had good seats. We were not courtside, but we were like 5 rows off the floor.
Oh, that's cool.
Beside the court. We were not at the end. We were not at the backboard. Mm-hmm. So, like, we were on the side of the court.
Yeah.
And it was Grizzlies versus the Mavericks. And that's when Sean Bradley was there.
Sean Bradley. Oh, my goodness.
And I still remember the feeling when I saw, like, Sean Bradley's out there warming up when we walk in. And he's just, like, standing there flat-footed touching the rim. I'm like, what in the hell is this?
What in the world?
Like, it was nuts, man. You don't appreciate how big these guys are until you see them in person. And that's, it's so crazy. You watch it on TV, and you see these guys that they look small comparatively to the other guys on the court, and then you get there, and it's like, holy crap.
Well, then you compare them to you instead of comparing them to the smallest person on the floor. Unless there's Isaiah Thomas out there, then you can tell. Because Isaiah Thomas is the same height as me. So I could be like, that dude's a foot taller than me, I'm telling you. That dude is a foot taller right there.
Yeah. It's, man... I still remember that Sean Bradley coming out, and then even the guys, you know, when you got Michael Finley standing next to Sean Bradley.
Oh gosh,
Michael Finley doesn't look like a very big guy, but then when you see Michael Finley in person,
he's
comparatively to Sean Bradley, he's a small guy.
Well, yeah.
But he's still a big dude.
Well, the first big guy I saw, period, and I absolutely hate this. Besides wrestling, basketball wise, I used to go to a ton of wrestling, but. The biggest basketball player I saw in person, the first one, was Marcin Gortat. And I didn't realize how big he was, but the way we came in, we actually got like the personal parking and blah, you know, we got to go down the elevator that's connected to the garage, and then we got to walk in where the players come out, where their locker room is, and we got to walk out. And Gortat just so happened to be warming up, and you know, we walked right behind the goal, and I'm like,
the Polish trash can,
the garbage can. Get me started on that. But anyway, I've just never been that close to a guy that was that big. I mean, it was absolutely crazy. And then about that time, we were I was going back through that tunnel where the MVP tunnel thing, you know, where they come out. I was walking through that, and Mark Gasol walked out. And I'm like, of course, I didn't have anything for anybody to sign because spur of the moment thing, I guess. And he's absolutely massive. Yep. Absolutely massive.
Yep,
I mean, that was my first experience with the stuff like that. You never realize how big those guys are until you're at one of those things.
Yeah. We digress. We rolled completely away from the Grizzlies-Suns matchup, but
we did.
Yeah, it's a whole nother level when you go and you see it live. It's good stuff. So back to the Grizzlies-Suns matchup. We're gonna finish this podcast, get it posted right around the time that the game is starting, or maybe slightly after. We'll see how it goes. But I'm definitely gonna be tuned into that. The last game of the NFL playoffs for the weekend, they're playing right now. Seahawks, Eagles, they're going. I've actually got to watch a little bit of football today. I didn't get to watch it yesterday, Grizzlies game. I did get to watch the Patriots lose, and that makes my heart happy. We have a friend, and we've talked about him before, that's super obnoxious.
Sorry, Brandon.
And so when his teams lose, I love to rub it in his face because he's the first one when they win to talk about how they're the greatest of all time.
They can be 1-9 and they're the greatest because they have one win.
Yep. So, ha, 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 Brandon. I hope you hear this.
I'm not going to laugh at you. I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. You're he's laughing.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's a good time. It's a great time to be a sports fan. This time of year, the trade deadline's approaching in the NBA. The NFL playoffs are going. It's good stuff.
I'm not looking forward to the trade deadline this year.
Why are you not looking forward to the trade deadline, Sam?
I'm just not.
You know what you should be looking forward to?
What?
Going to mybookie.ag and taking advantage of our code. The code is Grizzlies. You go to the site, mybookie.ag. MyBookie is a sporting book. Well-known name. They've been around the business for long time. They're trusted.
A couple days.
Yeah.
Couple days.
They've been around. go check them out. MyBookie.ag. Use the show's code. It's Grizzlies. And they will match your initial deposit up to $1,000. So it's 50% up to $1,000. You deposit $2,000. They give you an extra $1,000. You can do the math. It's easy stuff. Whatever you deposit, you can get half of your deposit just by using our code, Grizzlies. MyBookie has... Man, a ton of stuff.
Just about everything you could think of.
And some things that I guarantee you, if you go over and you look at this, they're going to have some things on there that you would not think would be. I would say they had bets on the impeachment of Trump on there. And that's
good, like, gracious.
I'm not gonna dig into that. I'm not going anywhere near.
I'd say
it,
let's not talk politics on this.
That's not, it's not happening. Into it. This is about basketball. No. But they have all kinds of stuff to bet on, man. Whatever it is, basketball, football, baseball, anything that you want to bet on, mybookie.ag, the show's code is Grizzlies, gets you a match up to 50% of your initial deposit. They'll take care of you there, man. They have more lines and better odds for the players than any other site out there. Go check them out, mybookie.ag. Use the show's code Grizzlies, and they'll take care of you, man. Get that free money. The NFL playoffs are alive and well. The first round is almost over. Heading into the second round, then you got championship weekend, and then the big one. Go get your money, guys. Go get it. MyBookie.ag. Show's code is Grizzlies.
Be like Nike and just do it.
Man. Sam, I would have never, ever, ever guessed that we would be saying that the Grizzlies could possibly be tied for the eighth seed.
Oh, I knew. That's why I picked 35 wins, man.
Get the crap out of here.
I sound just like that dude from that commentator for the Pacers now. Oh, I knew. What's his name? Yeah. Quinn?
I knew
that was going to happen before it even happened. Come on, man. No, I didn't. I had no idea. Yeah. But no, that's really cool.
Yeah. Sam did. He was aiming high. He was high hoping it over there.
I'll admit it. I was, because I really was hoping for this team to do well. And they, well, I mean, so far, not too bad.
Yeah, yeah. I would say,
hey, they're almost to my second prediction.
they could be.
They very well could be after tonight. Hey, they could. Do it. So, be like Nike, just do it.
This Suns game tonight, I cannot wait to watch it. Can't wait. It's going to be good. They're in Phoenix. Grizzlies won their last time. The Suns got Ayton back. He did not play in the first two games because he's on the roids. No, I don't
know.
He's
a cheater.
I'm not saying that. He was, like, his was a diuretic. And so that's...
Is that what it... I thought it was marijuana.
No. I think we talked about
this
last
time. We have talked about the...
No.
Who was it that had marijuana there?
I don't even remember.
Was it Collins?
No, it wasn't.
Collins was a steroids.
Yeah,
then, probably.
And Ayton was a diuretic, which is just, you know.
I think I got false information. That's what I think happened. Brandon, I hate you.
No. All right. So that game tips off shortly. The game will probably already be in process by the time we get it. It goes 7-hour time. By the time this posts, that game will already be going. Maybe it'll be going
shortly
after.
Just started.
By the time you listen to this, the game will probably already be played. So, at the time that you're sitting here listening to this, Grizzlies could be tied for the 8th seed in the playoffs.
I'm making a prediction. They are going to be tied for the 8th seed because Portland's going to lose and the Grizzlies are going to win.
Got it.
Heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Let's see. We got the Suns coming in. They're 3-7 in their last 10 games, so they haven't been playing all that well since Ayton came back. They been kind of up and down. Kelly Oubre is sort of a sore subject for me because I'm still mad that the Grizzlies did not pull the trigger on that trade. Kelly Oubre has shown this year that he is an elite athlete.
Yes.
I think Kelly Oubre is a star in the making, and I really, really, truly believe that the Grizzlies missed on that trade. Maybe Dylan Brooks turns into what they hope that he's going to turn into, but right now at this point, you give me the rewind button to execute a deal that could have happened, that would be one that I would go back and 100% press the button on.
I remember that day. Well, actually, you know what? I'm not even going to get into that for the time being. But Kelly Oubre, yes. I knew when he was with the Wizards, if he could get more playing time, he would have been something.
And the thing is, he was playing minutes.
Well, he was. And he was. Yeah. But imagine if he was playing 30 minutes instead of the 20 or, you know, whatever.
And get on a team where he actually got the ball a little bit.
Yeah, because, I mean.
That's, you know, like we talked about those guys, but John Wall and Bradley Beal are both ball dominant guys.
They are.
And you're not going to get many looks. If, you know, right now John Wall's not playing, but if you're not one of those two guys when they're both healthy, you're way, 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 way back third option. And I don't think I stressed it enough,
There's only two players out there when John Wall and Bradley Beal are out there.
And they're elite players. Like, I don't
They're dislike, two of my favorite players, but
I don't dislike either one of those guys. But it just
but I will,
the fact
I will.
Of the situation is those guys love having the ball and they shoot it.
I defend John all the time, but yep. He is.
I hope he comes back healthy.
I
love watching a healthy John Wall.
I do too. So. But hang on. Because I remember the day that they were going to get Kelly Oubre because we thought the deal went through and we were super excited because I was in the restroom, FedEx Forum, and we were walking out. Yeah. And the guy was like, "We just got Kelly Oubre." And I'm like, "What?" And I stick my head out and I'm like, "Do what now?" They're like, "Yeah, they just traded Dylan Brooks for him." Oh my God. And yeah, we get in the car and it turns out canceled because they were trading for a different Brooks.
The Grizzlies thought that it was Marshawn. Are the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies.
Offered
Marshawn.
And then the Suns thought it. No, it was a three-team deal. That's what it was. It was Suns and Wizards, three-team deal, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, whoever it was that was supposed to get Brooks.
Trevor Ariza was going to the Wizards. The Suns were getting Brooks, and I think Kelly was coming to Memphis. I think it was something similar, or maybe Brooks was going to the Wizards. No, because Ariza was leaving the Suns. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, Ariza was going to Washington.
Yeah.
Brooks was going to go to Phoenix.
Yep.
And Oubre to
Memphis.
Yeah. Man, that's still kind of. And Dylan has had his ups and downs this year. And I like Dylan as a player. Don't like. We're talking about this. This is not a Dylan Brooks bashing at all. Dylan has been a roller coaster this year. If you watch the games, if you're a Grizzlies fan. Even if you love Dylan to death, you have to step back and admit that Dylan has been feast or famine. He either is out there eating or he's out there playing basketball all by himself. It's just kind of that's the way it has seemed with Dylan Brooks this year. And I personally would love for them to have pulled the trigger. But that's water on the bridge. You can't fix it. It is what it is.
There was a couple plays last night that Dylan did that, actually, where he would there was two people wide open, and he drove and spun and dribbled and then spun again and shot and missed, as usual.
I mean, it's like Jenkins' system favors aggressive players, and he has not reined Dylan in. Hey, go out there and let it rip. And Dylan's taking full advantage of it. Making bad decisions at times.
Bad decisions.
It is what it is. What's the lifetime? You got lifetime record?
I do. The Grizzlies are 35. Suns are 55.
Okay, so 20 games under.
Yeah,
on that one.
Their last 10 against them, they're 5-5. So that's not too bad. And the last season series that the Grizzlies won against them was just last year. So Okay. 2018-19. Yeah,
some of these teams had, it's been rough. The Grizzlies have had a rough run, like one of the Spurs. We'll get into that.
I was about to say, I have that.
We'll get into that. So that's it. The Suns game is tonight, Sunday night. Grizzlies got a chance to tie for the eighth seed if they win the game, and the Trailblazers lose.
I already called it. They're going to.
Sam's making a bold prediction. Here we go. All right, game two of the week. It is the T-Wolves, and that one is Tuesday night at the FedEx Forum.
Yes.
Memphis has owned them this year.
They have.
Okay, let me – Dylan Brooks has owned the T-Wolves this year. Do you know what he scored in the two games?
64.
Close. You overshot just a little bit. He had 57 in the two games against the T-Wolves.
I was going to say 59, but 64.
He scored 31 in the first one and 26 in the second one. Dylan Brooks has played well against this T-Wolves team. The T-Wolves are missing Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins right now. And that is – I know there were reports that both of those guys were close to coming back, so maybe they're back before Tuesday. I don't know. I just know if they are not back, the Grizzlies need to go in and take care of business, because that is the core of their team. Not the T-Wolves, Robert Covington, man, I
was just about to mention him too. Please leave him alone. Let him do whatever he wants. Everybody else, yeah, shut him down, block his stuff, let Covington blow up, steal you the ball. It'd be great. Fantasy, anyway, rant's over.
He's on Sam's fantasy team.
He's on all of them, so I need him to do good.
And that's completely trash, because last year I was trying to make a trade with Sam, and he's like, I don't want that guy. He is trash.
That's not what I said. I said he had a bad year the year before. And he didn't score enough for me.
But you don't get Robert Covington on your fantasy team for his scoring.
I know. You get him for everything else.
That's right. And he's worth it. Robert Covington.
He was totally worth it. Especially.
3-and-D guy.
Because we ended up doing the trade. I dropped him. And he wasn't doing very good with the Sixers there. He wasn't. He would get you one or two steals, which is fine. But, I mean, he was getting you like 2-3 points a game. And then they trade him. I look. I'm like, oh, he's going to be starting small forward with the Timberwolves team. Yeah, why not? And I picked him up, and yeah, here we are.
Yeah. Now he's in love with him, and he's drafting him early and keeping him away from me. And
I don't draft him early.
He drafted him early.
A little bit.
A little bit early, but it's all good.
One round.
So Grizzlies 2-0 against the T-Wolves. Dylan Brooks has been torching the T-Wolves. I hope that continues. The T-Wolves not playing good ball. Like I said, they're missing two of their big guys. They're 3-7 in their last 10. This game is, if Wiggins and Towns are back, it's going to be an interesting game. A lot of good young talent in that game. Jarrett Culver is a rookie for the T-Wolves, and he's been playing well. He, almost not exceeding expectations or anything like that, but he's producing. He's one of the rookies that has worked his way into the starting lineup, and he's producing. So I'm going to be watching the injury report to see kind of where that is going to go. The Grizzlies have beat them full strength twice already. So even if those guys do come back, maybe the Grizzlies makes it a good 3-for-3. Grizzlies makes it. My English was terrible there.
English is hard.
I didn't even stumble, though. I just did not speak correctly.
Oh, so it's still hard.
So Grizzlies have a good shot to make it a 3-0 season series. Hope they pull it off.
They're going. I'm calling it now. They're going to.
Quit calling it, Sam. I'm going to shoot you with a rubber band right in the eye.
Okay, dude. That sounds better.
Boom. He was freaking out. He thought I was really going to shoot him.
He pulled a gun. Y'all can't see it. He's got a gun underneath the desk there. I saw it.
Sam, you got anything on this matchup?
I do. I've got the all-time for those as well. The Grizzlies are 44. T-Wolves are 49. So that one's not too bad.
Yeah.
That one's not too bad. Like you said, the Grizzlies have won the last two this year. Their last 10, the Grizzlies are 7-3. So pretty solid. And their season series against them that they won was back in 2016-17. They 3-1'd them.
They can – I have to look. Do they play them four times this year, or is it just three?
Man, don't get me, because I just learned that this year. I thought they always played Western Conference people too. but they don't.
Yeah.
There's like three or four teams. They do two, one, or, yeah. you know, so on. So one, yep. three, one, two, whatever, however you want to look at it. It doesn't matter. But
yep.
sometimes they only play them four times. Sometimes they only play them three times in the West. So
either way, if they play them four times, they have a chance going into Tuesday to lock up a guaranteed season series.
They do play them four times this year.
Okay, so they got another game in Minnesota.
They do.
Okay. You know, there's been talks about the T-Wolves trying to trade for D'Lo. You know, they were trying in the offseason to get him. And they've been talking to the Warriors. But the Warriors, they said that they didn't trade for him just to
give him away, yeah.
And they've been kind of sticking to it because all the reports that the Timberwolves are interested. But the Warriors are not interested in moving him. We'll see if that stands true. I think if the price is right, that almost anybody.
I've heard that if they were to do it, they're not going to trade for like, oh, here's Jarrett Culver and two draft picks. They're going to be like, hey, here's Karl Anthony Towns. And then that's what I've heard. If that's what the Warriors would want.
No, there's no way, man. No chance. Karl Anthony Towns.
I wouldn't do it.
Jimmy Butler talked about he has no work ethic. He is an elite player in this league.
Beast.
You know, there's no way. There's not.
That's another big person that we were talking that he's absolutely. When you see this man in person, because I know how big Jonas is. I've been right next to him. And Carl, I mean, it was insane to see that. It was absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, moving on, guys. We got the next game of the week. It is Friday. It is at home against the San Antonio Spurs.
I'm actually excited about that one for a couple different reasons, but.
Go ahead. What you got? Why are you excited?
LaMarcus Aldridge, for one.
Yeah.
Get to be, hopefully, because, I've got a couple figures of some Spurs players, LaMarcus Aldridge and a Tim Duncan. Hopefully we can get those signed.
Working on that.
That would be great. I think definitely LaMarcus Aldridge will. Tim Duncan, don't know. I'm afraid about that one. Not getting my hopes up because I'll cry, but.
Yeah. I don't know if he signs or not. We'll see. It's this season series is tied 1-1. And the last time that they played, do you remember the last game that they played, Sam? December 23rd?
They gave the lead away, didn't they?
No, they did not give the lead away. That's the game that the Spurs could not miss.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's the one that we were going to go to, but we didn't go to. That was the wrapping paper night, the giveaway for the wrapping paper.
Yeah, we were not able to get down to that game.
That was so depressing because
The Spurs shot like 90% from everywhere.
67 or something ridiculous. It was
67
number.
From the field and like 63 from three.
It was stupid.
Just put on a clinic. They beat the Grizzlies by 30 that night. Aldridge had 40. DeMar DeRozan was 10 of 11 from the field that night. Dropped 26 points. It's
stupid.
It is highly unlikely that this game is going to go the same way that last one went. Because I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that the Spurs are not going to shoot 67% from the field.
No.
That's probably
if they do it again, the Grizzlies just need to pack it up and go home.
Just call it a day. It's all right. We're good. We don't need that because Aldridge had, what did he have, like 20 in the first quarter of that game?
Yeah, he finished with like 87 or something. Well, wasn't he in the 40s? 40.
He weighed 40 exactly. Yeah, he had a monster game. He was out in vintage form. Grizzlies just didn't have an answer for him that day.
What do you do with that? I mean, if a guy's hot, he's hot.
It's some days the team is just on, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it.
Jamal
and that's
Murray
what it was.
With the Nuggets. He scored 39. They couldn't stop him.
Yep, it didn't matter threw at him. Yep, Jay Crowder, Dylan Brooks, double teams, traps. Didn't matter. Murray was wrecking them, and the entire Spurs team last time was just giving them the business. It was not pretty. But this one's back at home, FedEx Forum. I think the Grizzlies need this one, man.
They do.
Yep. I say that they need it, man. I don't, the Grizzlies have their first round pick is traded right now to the Celtics. It's protected. They get it at a certain point. I don't care if they get it this year or not. If they get their first round pick, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Obviously, if they're in the, if they end up being in the top one or two picks, and I don't even know, outside of the number one pick this year, I don't know that there's really anybody in this draft class that I'm just falling all over myself hoping that the Grizzlies get. There's a lot of people, because Wiseman is a Memphis guy, that are head over heels in love with James Wiseman. But why? Wiseman's not the answer, man. He, you know, you've got, you have Jaren Jackson, you have Brandon Clark. Wiseman clogs you up. I think the best player in this draft, LaMelo Ball. And he is, I think that he's going number one. His production overseas, the way that he's playing, he's out with an injury right now. It's nothing serious. But outside of him in this draft, there's nobody that I'm falling all over myself to get. It's I wish James Wiseman well. I hate the way that crap went down with him, with the whole NCAA and the Penny being a booster, yada, yada, yada. It was a bunch of crazy, stupid NCAA rules that really need to be addressed, but are never going to be addressed because the NCAA is about lining their pockets. I hope that he does well. I want him to go to a team where he can plug in and play right off the bat. I want him to do well. I don't know that the Grizzlies are a fit for him. If the Grizzlies end up getting him, I know a ton of people in Memphis that are going to be super happy. Memphis kid playing right there. But with this team, with the build that they have right now, they need a wing that can score. And James Wiseman is not that guy. So we'll see. If I'm fine with the Grizzlies giving that pick up to the Celtics this year. Get it done. Get it over with. And see what we can get on the trade market. Maybe they still get another first-round pick from this year. We'll see. It's trade deadline's approaching. It's going to be interesting. So, what you got on the Spurs? I just went off on a rabbit trail, man.
This one's really, really the all-time. That's, yeah, this is the bad
that's
one.
That's pretty rough. The Spurs kicked the crap out of the Grizzlies historically.
They Grizz are 25, Spurs are 72.
Gotcha.
That's really bad.
Yeah, I remember that one being pretty rough. Yep.
Well, it was 25-71 the last time. It hadn't got any better.
It did not get any better after. No. I feel like they added 10 more wins after that one from last time.
Absolutely. You know, they may have. They, you know, each point counts for, you know, 10 or something. Their last 10 against them,
it's
Grizz
not,
are, no,
it's
they're,
not any better.
They're 3-7. It's the same.
Yeah.
And their last season series one, this is the one I had to go back almost 15. Well, it is 15 years. It's 2004-05.
2004-05.
Yep. They were 3-1 against them that year. Any other time, it was Spurs 3-1 or 2-2.
Yeah.
Or 4-0.
Spurs got on 4. There were probably a few of those 4-0s.
There was a couple.
That head-to-head being so rough.
I blame Tim Duncan.
He was probably a pretty good Tim Duncan, Ginobili, Kawhi,
Timmy D.
Yep.
If you ever listen to this, which I know you probably don't, please sign my stuff Friday. I'll love you forever.
He's not going to hear it before the game Friday, Sam.
I'm what just saying.
What are you doing, man? Oh, all right, guys. We got nothing else. That's the games upcoming this week. It's going to be an interesting week. The Grizzlies can be right there knocking on that door of making the playoffs. And I know it's early in the season. There's still a long way to go. Trade deadline's coming. What do you do if you're the front office of the Grizzlies? Are you buying or are you selling? What's happening? Buying or selling? I don't know. I don't know what the answer
is. That's tough.
I cannot justify being a buyer at this point because the team is just too young. There's too many inconsistencies. There's too much stuff. Closing games has been an issue. And obviously they can mature between now and the end of the season. Maybe see some differences. I don't know that they mature that much. The trade deadline is, what, it's like a month away?
Almost, yeah, it's close.
Is it February 6th or 16th?
Gosh, I don't remember.
I know it's a,
it's right around February. That All-Star break. I know that. That's about all. That's the only one I know.
I don't know that they mature enough between now and then to be a buyer. But either way, you know that there's going to be some pieces moving with the for the Grizzlies. There's going to be some guys coming and going. May get to see Josh Jackson get freed. Maybe he gets that call up.
Maybe.
Yeah, he had one little mishap down there, missed the meeting, got suspended for it. Hadn't heard anything else negative since then. He's just been chugging along. He is answering the questions correctly when he's getting interviewed, when people are asking him. I know it's got to wear on him. It's got to be tough for him to sit back and be like, oh, here we go again. These reporters are going to ask me, when am I getting called up? And I know that has to be taxing. And he is handling it like a pro. We'll see.
Like a boss.
But I don't know if all of this was handled the right way, if he's interested in re-signing with the Grizzlies for a good price, or when he reaches free agency, which is the end of this year because they declined his option, if he's just going to go and sign with somebody else. I don't know. You know, there's Josh Jackson has not indicated anything. There, you know, it's all speculation. There's nothing from his camp that's indicated that he feels like the Grizzlies have handled this wrong. A lot of people have the opinion that the Grizzlies have handled this wrong. I don't know. I'm not sure how you handle this, to be honest with you. The Grizzlies got Z-Bo, and Z-Bo had some issues, and front office got him back in shape, and he was a cornerstone, core four. Maybe Josh Jackson can be the same thing. We'll see. You know, only time will tell. It's either way. Win, lose, draw, Grizzlies make the playoffs. They don't make the playoffs. They're buying. They're selling. I'm rooting for this young team. I'm invested. I'm hoping they're winning. I wouldn't. Man, the playoffs would be nuts. I would love it. I would love to see some playoff basketball in Memphis again. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. That's all we got for today, guys. You can find the show on Twitter. Hold on. That's not all we got.
Nope.
Guys, we're doing a giveaway. And I'm going to post it after we get done posting the show. I'm going to post it on Twitter on how you can sign up for this giveaway. We have two tickets for the game on Monday, January 20th. That's Martin Luther King Day. It is Grizzlies versus the Pelicans.
Woot woot.
They are good seats.
Very good seats.
Really, really good seats.
Guaranteed autographs if you like some Pelicans.
If you want some Pelicans autographs, you can get some for sure. Maybe not exactly who you want, but you get there early. You can get some autographs. You'll be right by the tunnel. Good seats. We're giving them away. There's going to be an easy way to sign up. If you are on Twitter, if you're not following the page, if you are following the page, you'll see. I'll tweet it out. It's going to be three easy steps. You like the tweet, you retweet it, and you follow us at Hoopball Grizz, and you're entered to win. We are going to draw for these seats on January 12th. Sunday, January 12th, we will draw the winner. So we have plenty of time to get you your tickets and have everything set up so you don't miss it. It will be a good time.
That's right.
We're giving them away. So again, you're going to go to Twitter. You're going to find the Grizzlies page, the Hoopball Grizzlies page. It's at Hoopball Grizz. You're going to follow it. You're going to find that tweet. You're going to like it and retweet it, and that will get you entered to win.
And bonus points if you put Sam's the Greatest on there.
I will automatically disqualify you.
Wow. Man. Well, don't do that then.
I'm kidding. Dave sucks then. Oh, dang. Yeah, definitely disqualified for that. All right. That's all we got, guys. Again, we're doing the giveaway. You'll see there will be more information on Twitter here shortly. You can find the show. Again, it's at Hoopball Grizz. I am at DWill2111. Sam is?
I am Sammy B, 1118, capital S, lowercase a, MMY, capital B, 1118.
Thanks for listening. Until next time,
Go Grizz. Jaeger.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.